Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, do you have this problem? Have you been racking your brain for a banquet-style dinner to serve the family? Well, you can stop right now, for we have the answer. It's Kroger's quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Well, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store, and it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When wealthy Madeline Dodge learned that Nora Williams was going to work for Penny Gibbs, she asked Nora to spy on Penny for her and promised Nora she would be well paid. And she didn't give Nora an opportunity to refuse. But Penny so far knows nothing about this. And on this, the next morning, she drives her brother Pat to the railroad station.
Pat, you haven't said a word for 5 minutes. What's wrong?
Oh, lots the matter, Penny. I feel like a heel.
Why?
Why? Well, because I'm running out on you.
No, you're not running out on me at all.
What do you call it, then? Sneaking out?
Nope, not running out or sneaking out or walking out or anything.
Oh, I get it. It's riding out.
So you insist on it. All right, have it your own way. Think about it the way you like. But I have my own thoughts in the matter, and I know they're right.
I hope so. Oh, but let's face it, Penny. I am leaving you with a little baby to take care of. Nora to pay for, and practically no money in the bank.
Now, look, I'm a big business girl again, darling. I have a job.
Yeah, and why have you had to go back to work? All because of me.
Don't call it a case if I have to. I've been wanting to get back to work for weeks. Just took this to make me do it.
Well, one consolation. I know you'll be happy working for Johnny.
No. No, that's the one thing wrong with the job, Pat.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is at that. Well, Johnny's a sensible guy. Even if he is still nuts about you, he'll remember he's married now.
If he doesn't, Pat, I'll remind him.
I know you will. You sure have what it takes, sis. I know how much you still love him. Must be
tough.
Look,
Pat, let's not talk about it.
Well, does it make it any easier not to talk about it?
Let's not go into that either.
Okay. Look, this is a heck of a thing to say when you're already in a tight spot. But that job I had sort of lined up in New York was only a tentative thing. I'm not sure I'll get it.
But don't worry about it. You don't get that one, you'll get another.
Not too easily. I need a job that'll give me plenty of time to look for Suzanne. Look, if I don't have a job right away, can you get along without money from me? A little while, that is.
I don't really want you to send me any money at all, Pat.
Oh, I know you don't. But I'll feel a lot better about what you're doing for me if I'm doing a little something for you.
All right. In that case, send money when you can. And if I don't need it, I'll save it for a rainy day.
Well, let's hope all the days are sunny. Oh, hey, this was a quick ride to the railroad station. We're there.
Yeah, not in too soon either. Look, the train's in already.
Well, let's hope it stays in until I get aboard.
I think it will. Oh, you want some help with your luggage?
No, I'll get them, sis.
All right.
Look, sis, you don't have to get out of the car. I can say goodbye
to
you.
No, I'm not in any rush.
Well, suit yourself. There. And the bags. All set?
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're not going to cry, are you?
No, of course not.
Of course not, she says, digging in her purse for a handkerchief.
I'm not taking a handkerchief out of my purse. I'm putting the car keys in my purse. You see?
Mm-hmm. I also see those eyes of yours clouding up a bit.
Oh, all right. So I'm not happy that you're going away. You wouldn't want me to be, would you?
Well, I wouldn't want you to cheer.
Don't worry about that, I won't.
You better not. Oh, here's my car. Guess I better get right on and let you go home, or I'll be digging for a handkerchief myself.
The train will pull out in a minute now. I might as well wait.
Oh, okay. But no goodbyes now. I may not be gone very long, you know.
I hope not. Pat, lots of luck. And don't worry about a job or sending me money or anything like that. Just concentrate on finding Suzanne.
I'll find her, I'm sure I will.
I'm sure you will, too. You'll write, won't you?
Oh, well, not every day.
Oh, no, don't write every day. I think something was wrong if you did.
Guess you would at that, wouldn't you? I haven't written you 10 letters in all these years.
Well, there's an excuse for that. We've been together all these years.
I guess that's what makes this so tough, huh?
It isn't so bad. It isn't as if you were leaving me alone. Thanks to you, I have Valerie.
Thanks to you, you mean. I wish I could tell you how grateful I am to you for taking
her. I'm the one who's grateful. Didn't I ask you to leave her with me?
Sure, but I'll tell you a little secret. I argued against your keeping Valerie. But for weeks, well, ever since Suzanne went away, I knew it'd be a tough thing to find her. I've been hoping you'd want to take care of Valerie for me. There's no one in the world I'd rather have her with but you.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, darling.
It's more than a vote of confidence, sis. It's just that, well, knowing you have Valerie makes me feel as if I'm not deserting her, which is really what I'm doing,
Ollie. No, you're not, Pat. You're doing the only thing you can do under the circumstances. Suzanne's Valerie's mother and your wife and your lover. But you want her back to be your wife and Valerie's mother. And you're doing this as much for Valerie as for yourself. Look at it that way and you won't ever accuse yourself of deserting your daughter.
Oh, thanks, Penny. You always help me see the good side of things, don't you?
I try to help you see the right side. Look, you better get on the train, Pat.
Oh, yes, I guess I'd better. Oh, I see you, sis.
Bye, Pat.
Uh-uh, no goodbyes now, remember.
I'm sorry. Hurry back, though.
Oh, well.
Pat, here, look, for good luck.
Thanks, sis. That should give it to me.
Take care of yourself, darling. Pat, your train's moving.
Oh, my gosh. I made it. Well, so long, sis, so long. And ain't no crying now.
I'm not going to cry, darling. I'm not going to cry.
Hey, Gibney.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Say, you can really make that typewriter talk, can't you? No wonder Rover Boy Keith wanted you to work here. You type faster than anybody else in this place.
Do I? Well, I bet I make more mistakes than anyone in the place.
Ah, yeah, I bet you do. Say, did you get Mr. G on the train okay?
Yes, I did.
And you don't feel so hot about it now, do you?
Well, I'll miss him.
Yeah, I guess maybe you will. That's why I'm pretty glad that I don't have no family and ain't stuck on nobody at all. I ain't gonna fall on my kisser when they take a powder on me.
You really think you have no friends, Freddy?
I ain't got nobody I couldn't do without, Gibbsy.
Oh, don't be too sure about that.
No, why not? Look, who have I got to cry over if they take it on a lamb? I got nobody. Nobody except...
Except who?
Well, maybe you, Gibbsy.
Freddy, you could get along quite well without me.
Yeah, sure, I did great before I met you, too, didn't I? I was red from head to foot with all the scrapes I was in.
Oh, you'd have straightened yourself out in time.
Yeah, by the time I was 99, maybe, and too old to get into any trouble at all. Yeah, Gibbsy, that's the truth. I guess I am sort of stuck with you. Makes me sort of not like you, too.
What do you mean, Freddy?
Well, I can't do what I want no more. I gotta stop and figure if it's gonna be okay with you. I can't scram out of town and hit the road from nowhere and... Well, it ain't like it used to be. I get to be thinking about you and remembering what a swell dame you are and how I like to be around you, and I... Well, you know what I mean, don't you, Gibbsy?
Yes, Freddy, I do. But really, look,
you
shouldn't...
Oh, now, don't worry, Gibbsy. I ain't gonna pull any of that old love stuff on you no more. I got it figured from the last time that I shut my mouth off about being nuts about you. I savvy why it ain't right for us to... Well, I... Just maybe you know what I mean about that, too, don't you?
Yeah. And I'm glad you understand, Freddy. I never wanted to hurt you. And I'll always want you as a friend. And a little more.
A lot more, maybe, Gibbsy. At least that's the way I figure it can be, and still not anybody get hurt and mixed up. I know that's the way I feel about you. Even if I did want to hate you, I couldn't.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I just couldn't do it, Gibbsy. You've done too much for me. It's because of you that I feel different inside. A lot different. You know, when I look at myself in the mirror, even, I think I look a whole lot different. You know, I think I'm getting prettier.
Freddie, you never were very difficult to look at.
Okay, go ahead and laugh if you want. I ain't never going to be taken for no movie star, but honest, Gibbsy, I do think I look different. Maybe it's because I feel different, and, well, maybe it shows.
Yes, Freddie. Our feelings inside usually do show on the outside.
Yeah. Guess you must be feeling pretty great inside, Gibbsy, because you're sure looking great.
I'm beautiful, but I'm nuts, as you used to say.
When I said that, Gibbsy, you were beautiful, and I was nuts. Uh-oh, probably the boss and me in here exercising my jaw in the company time.
Oh, Johnny wouldn't care too much. Come in.
Well, I'll see you later on, Gibbsy.
Hello,
I think
kid.
I'll...
Oh, Professor Rogers.
Hi, Prof.
Hello, Freddy. Am I intruding?
No, not at all. I'm scrambling now. See you later, Gibbsy.
All right, Freddy. Well, how'd you know I was here, Professor? Or did you come to see Johnny?
No, I came to see you. That girl at your house, Nora, I think her name
is... Oh, Nora Williams. She's taking care of the baby.
Yeah, so I understand. And, you've come back to work.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be working again.
Are you, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, yes. Don't tell me that you object.
No, I have no right to object, but... Well, I was...
You were what?
Nothing, Miss Gibbs.
Look, Professor, you didn't come down here to say nothing.
Well, I... Well, yes, I know I'm speaking out of turn, Miss Gibbs, but I was rather shocked to hear you were working in this office.
Why? Jed owns the company. Johnny Keith's in charge.
Jed, well, accuse me of being an old woman if you want to, Miss Gibbs, but that's just it. Johnny Keith.
What's just it?
What people will be saying. In fact, what I heard a couple of people say already.
What?
That Johnny Keith's wife is deathly ill in Arizona, and Johnny Keith's former fiancée is working in the same office with him.
What does it matter what people say, Professor Rogers? Johnny and I...
It matters a great deal, Miss Gibbs. Because most of the heartache in this world isn't caused by what people do, but by what people say they're doing.
Is Gandel going to force Penny to give up a job she needs so badly? Will she give up her job, or will she keep it for Valerie's sake and suffer the outrages of idle gossip? What is in store for Penny now? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, here's something you ought to know about Kroger quality beef. It's the best beef that's available on today's market. You can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.